Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf 41. Mechina wasn't here in the past few days. I was out sick. I'm still almost getting to 100% Bezan Hashem. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shalom Abba Al-Khanim Al-Khalam Chamda Dina Bat Miriam Chamda Bar Chava Chadim Jan Ayla Mechana Mekam Rifka Sarba Al-Manir Shalom Al-Matsar Nidavir Merachel Yafa Abba Deborah Rifka Abba Dachavir Rifka Abba Dachavir Shalom Al-Matsar Fahim Al-Am Shalom Al-Khana Yafa Abba Miriam Yubadam Nifa Chayis Abba Chavar Rifka Abba Chana Simcha Ben Malkam Rifka Abba Nifa Abba Miriam Chana Ayla Ma'al Naum Yachay Sarba Chumay Sarba Chana Gimra Gidu Ba Baracha Tan Ma'al Sayis Gom Yorgi Yorgi Yachum Adam Al-Makad Yishab Abba Nita Arim Anifan Yusuf Anifan Yusuf Anifan Yusuf Anifan Yusuf Anifan Yusuf Anifan שמחה בדעה, פרם אדם הגדולים בעליה, כבר שום כדדו, כדדו, אלינה וגל בן מרים, גבריאל יהושע בן נחמה חנה, מלכה בת אסתר, הרב שלמה בן שמסי, מלחמת דוד אריה בן רבקה, להבדיל, נשמע דוד בן אליהו, בנימין נשחק, זה ידינה בת אפרים, שבו משה ארינה מלכה מתן, בועז בן אברהם, דינה בת אהרון, תמר ברכה בת אברהם, בנימין טוב בן יוסף, ולהיריון, להבדיל, להיריון, דברה בת מרים. Okay, we're going to go back to Mem Amud Bet from the middle of the page of Mishnah, and we're going to try to cover a good portion of Mem Aleph of Daf 41. So again, we're 40b at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. The Mishnah begins. Kol makom sheyesh mecher, we saw this Mishnah earlier. Any place that there is a mecher, that there is a ability for the father to sell the daughter as a maidservant, in knas, there will be no fine. Meaning, if she gets violated at that type of age, there will be no fine for her. V'chol makom sheyesh knas, but any time, at any point, the Mishnah says that there is a fine if the girl is violated, ein mecher, then the father has no more opportunity to sell the daughter. Ketana, and what age is this talking about? Ketana yesh la mecher, a young girl under the age of 12, she can be sold. Ve'en la knas, but she does not receive a fine. Na'ara, once she receives the age of 12 with two pubic hairs, she yesh la knas, she has a fine. Ve'en la mecher, but she cannot be sold. Habogeret, or a woman who's reached a 12 and a half age, ein la lo mecher ve lo knas. The Mishnah says she does not receive a fine. She's not able to sold, and she's not receive a fine. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Zo divrei Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Aval Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Yesh la knas b'makom mecher. The Chachamim say she actually does receive a fine, even in a place where she's able to be sold. The Tanya, as the Baraita says, we saw this earlier, Ketana mibat yom echad v'ad shetavish shtei se'arot, a young girl, when she's born, until she brings two pubic hairs, yesh la mecher ve'en la knas. She has only a sale, she can only be sold, but she does not receive a fine. Mishetavish shtei se'arot, but once she brings two pubic hairs, ad shetibager, until she becomes a bogeret, yesh la knas, she receives a fine, ve'en la mecher, but she's not able to get sold. Divrei Rabbi Meir. You see, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, that it cannot happen simultaneously, that she can either be sold or receive a fine for being violated. Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer, because Rabbi Meir says, Kol makom sheyesh mecher, ein knas, anywhere that a woman can be sold, so she cannot receive a fine. Kol makom sheyesh knas, and anywhere she can receive a fine, ein mecher, she cannot be sold. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, Ketana, mibat shalosha shanim, you have a young girl from 3 years old, v'yom echad, and one day, v'ad, shetibager, until she becomes a bogeret, yesh la knas, she receives a fine. So the Gemara says, knas in mecher lo, what? She can only receive a fine during that period, but she cannot be sold. So the Gemara says, ema af knas b'makom mecher. No, it means she can even receive a fine, even in a place where she is able to be sold. So the Chachamim are of the opinion that both can happen at the same age, unlike Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah. Amar Rav Chista, may ta'amad Rabbi Meir. What's the reason for the opinion of Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, Velo tiye leisha, for him should be the woman, b'mehava atzma katu medaber. For someone who is mehava atzma, Rashi says, b'mishe yesh b'yada lahaknot atzma, someone who can acquire herself, the ishut, to marriage. So Rabbi Meir is explaining that if a woman can be sold still, so she's a katana, she cannot acquire herself to marriage, so therefore, she would not be able to receive a fine. Okay, only a person who can receive a fine is someone who can marry herself off. So the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan say, Amar Ish Lakish, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Na'ara. Right, this word Na'ara, it's missing a hey. So the Gemara derives from the fact that it's missing a hey, Afilu Ketana b'mashma. Even a Ketana is included in the category of a woman who would receive that fine even at the age that she can be sold. Shamar Rav Papa Bereder Rav Chanan Mibek Lochit, he heard about this case. Azal Amra Kameh de Rav Shimi, he went and told this case to Rav Shimi, Barashi, we're towards the bottom of the page on 40b. Amarle atun ahamat nitutna. So Rav Shimi said to him, "You guys learn it from here. Anan ahamat nitutna. But we actually learn it from here. Amar Rish Lakish from a different part of Rish Lakish. Hamotzi shemra ala ketana. If a person brings out a bad name on a young girl, he says lo matzati la betulim." Patur, he is exempt from a fine. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "V'natnu la'avi ha'na'ara." It says they, you have to give to the father of the na'ara. Na'ara maleh dibera katuv. Only if the na'ara, the word na'ara, you see the na'ara in the pasuk has a hey, so therefore it's referring to a full na'ara, and it cannot be referring to a ketana, a young girl. So the Gemara says, "Matkif la'aravada bara'ava." He has a contradiction. Tama dichdav rachmana na'ara. The reason is because the Torah wrote na'ara. Ha'alav ha'achi, if it didn't write that, ha'ava ameina afilu ketana. I would have thought that even a young girl would be included in this fine. So the Gemara says, "Ve'akediva." We have another pasuk. V'imemet haya davar hazeh lo nimtzeu betulim na'ara. If we didn't actually find that the girl had a betulim, she wasn't a virgin. Ve'hotziu et na'ara al petach beit aviyah. They take her out to the, from the father's house. Uskalua, and they stone her. So this pasuk, yeah, it does say na'ara without with the hey, so you know that it must be implying that it's only talking about a na'ara, not a ketana, not a young girl. But still, at the end of the pasuk, it says that if they find out it was true that she cheated, so to say, they would take her out to be stoned. And we know ketana lav bat onashinhi. We know that a young girl under the age of bat mitzvah is not liable to stoning. She can't be liable to stoning. She's not liable to mitzvot yet. So therefore, it's obvious from the pasuk that it says this woman gets stoned that it's talking about a na'ara. So it doesn't need to say that na'ara maleh, that writing it in a full way would prove that it's talking about a na'ara, not ketana. So therefore, that's not a proof anymore. Ela kan na'ara, over here it says na'ara, ha kol makom shenemar na'ara afilu ketana mamashma. So the Gemara derives from here that any time it says na'ar, right, but it's pronounced na'ara, so it's nun ayin resh, with the hey at the end, without the hey at the end, sorry, that's including even a ketana, even a young girl within the fine or within whatever the teaching is trying to be, right? So from here we learn out that since in that pasuk it's not deriving it from, it's deriving it from the fact that a young girl would not be part of sekila, so the Gemara derives from the fact that anytime it says na'ara without the hey, that even a ketana, even a young girl is included in that. Again, new Mishnah. We're up to Mem Aleph, that 41. Ha'omer pititi. Now we're going to start talking about knas, boshet, gam, all these different fines. If a man comes and says, pititi et bito shel ploni, I seduced this daughter of this person, mishalem boshet ufgam, he pays the embarrassment and the depreciation, al pi atzmo, based on his own testimony, ve'en mishalem knas, but he does not pay for the fine, right? Because we know there's a special rule. A person cannot be mishalem knas al pi atzmo. You cannot pay a fine based on your own testimony. Ha'omer ganavti. If a person says, I stole, he stole something. He stole someone's animal. Mishalem et hakeren. He pays the principal price. Al pi atzmo, based on his own testimony. Ve'en mishalem tashlumei kefel v'tashlumei arba'a v'chamisha. But he doesn't pay the double price or the four or five folds payments for stealing based on his own testimony. He mit shori et ploni. If he says, my ox killed someone, o shorosh et ploni, or someone's ox of this person killed, he pays based on his own testimony, that he does pay. If he says, my ox killed the servant of this person, he does not pay based on his own testimony. Why not? So the Gemara brings, the Mishnah brings a special rule. Anyone who would pay more than what he damaged cannot pay based on his own testimony. So he's paying right now. He would pay much more on his own testimony for testifying that his ox killed a slave. So therefore, since he would pay much more based on his own testimony, he wouldn't pay based on his own testimony. He would only, he would only pay if there were witnesses or something of the sort. But because his, he would pay more than what he actually caused the damage, so therefore he would not be able to testify about himself that he owes that money. So the Gemara says, "Velidne anasti." Why does the Mishnah say a case of seducing? Why doesn't it say a case of rape? So the Gemara says, "Lomi baya kamar." I wanted to teach a lomi baya. We didn't even need that. Lomi baya anasti. I didn't even need the case of rape. Delo kapagimla, because it doesn't make the woman pagum. What does it mean to make a pagum? Meaning we don't necessarily believe that it's true, so there won't be like rumors about the girl that she was actually raped. Maybe it's not necessarily true. That even in that case, she would pay the the man would pay the embarrassment and the depreciation al pi atmo, based on his own testimony. Aval pititi, but seducing the ka pagimla, that we know it's true, she agreed to it. Emma, I mean, she agreed to sleeping with him. So Emma lo meshalem al pi atzmo. Maybe I would have thought that she would not, that he would not have to pay based on his own testimony. We wouldn't want to believe him to that extent. Kamashmala, and the Gemara comes to teach us that no, even in that case, we would believe him. We would believe him even to that extent. So the Gemara says, matnitin deloka haitana. We have a Mishnah not like our Tana. The Tana is right. That says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. Even embarrassment and depreciation, one would not pay based on his own testimony. We can't go so far to say that this guy can come and just make another man's daughter pagum. So the Gemara says, what if she is okay to take this rumor about her, meaning she admits that it's true, in order to receive the payment, to receive the boshet imkam. Would we believe them then? My? So the Gemara says, Dilma lo nichale l'avia. Okay, but maybe the father is not okay with it. So the Gemara says, nichale l'avia, my? What if the father is okay with it? So the Gemara says, Dilma lo nichale hu l'bnei mishpacha. Maybe someone in the family is not okay with it. They're all going to get pulled down in status. So the Gemara says, nichale hu l'bnei mishpacha, my? What if we find the whole family and everyone is okay with it in the family? So when it says Iyashar deleika chad v'medinat hayam delo nichale, it's impossible that everyone would be okay with it. There has to be someone, even if it's across the country, he's not here, that it wouldn't be okay with this rumor coming out as true, just so that the girl receives her payments. Okay. Then we said in our Mishnah, Omer ganavti mishalem et hakeren. If someone says they stole, they pay the principal. So the Gemara says Itmar palgan nizka. We know there's a difference between chatzi nezek and a nezek shalem, a half damage or a full damage. We know that an animal, there's a difference between a tam animal, a calm animal, and a mu'ad animal, and a dangerous animal. The tam animal, the relaxed animal, is an animal that that hasn't done anything dangerous necessarily, that would be viewed as a dangerous animal. So if that animal gores someone and kills someone, you would have to pay the chatzi nezek, the half damage, right? Whereas a mu'ad animal that was, let's say, he killed three times already, and we look at him as a dangerous animal, if that animal kills, they have to pay nezek shalem, a full damage. So the Gemara says, palgan niska, the half damage that we're talking about, Rav Papa Amar, palgan niska mamuna. He says that's referring to payment. Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yeshua Amar, he says no. Palgan niska knasa, he says no, that's referring to a fine. So Rav Papa Amar Palgan Nizka Mamuna. Why does he say it's a payment? Kasavar, because he holds Stam Shvarim Lav Becheskat Shimur Kaimei. Because Stam, these oxes are not in a status of guarded. Ubedin Hu Demeshalem Kulei. And really, the guy should pay the full amount. His ox killed someone. Verachmana Hu Dechaisi Lavei. But Hashem had mercy on him. The Torah has mercy on him. Da'akati Lo Iad Torah. Because his ox has still not become Shor HaMu'ad, a dangerous ox. So therefore, he would only pay the half. But really, he should pay the full, essentially. So then he says, Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Amar, Palgan Nizka Knasa. Rav Huna holds that the half damage is really a fine. And the difference is, if you testify about yourself, you can't pay a fine. So the Gemara says, Kasavar, Stam Shvarim Bechizkat Shimur Kaimei. He holds that generally, oxes are killed, are guarded. They're not left alone. Ubedin Hu Delo Meshalem Klal. And really, this guy who his ox killed, he should not have to pay at all. Verachmanahu Dekanseh, in the Torah, actually find him, Ki Yechidin Neterei Leturei. In order for him to guard his ox, you didn't pay attention to your ox, it was a dangerous ox, you receive a fine. So he looks at it as an actual fine. So that's the difference between the two opinions. We have a numanic siman hizik ma vehimit klal, a damage what killed and klal, general rule. So the Gemara says tnan. We have a Mishnah. Mishnah says this is a Mishnah. I believe in Bava Kaman. Mishnah says han nizak v'amazik v'tashlomin. The damaged one and the one damaging both are included in the payment. So the Gemara says, Bishlam alamanda amar, makes sense according to the opinion that says palgan nizkar mamona, that the half damage that he pays for the short time that the relaxed ox kills is only mamonah, only payment. That's why the one who gets damaged is even shayach in tashlumin, because he loses the other half of the payment, right? He only receives half payment because the ox that killed his whoever was tam, was relaxed. Remember, the one who says palgan nizkan knasa, that the half damage is actually a knas, it's actually a fine. Hashda de lav di de kashakil. He's not even taking from his own, from the money that he deserves. So betashlumin ite, are we going to say he's even involved in the payment? What does he have to do with the payment if he's really receiving a money that doesn't necessarily, it's not shayach to him, it's not even belong to him? So the Gemara says lo nitzricha ela lifchat nevela. What we're referring to is, let's say the ox came and killed, it didn't kill a person. Let's say it went and killed another ox. Okay, so if it killed another ox, then what happens? So that ox, right when the ox dies, or the animal dies, it becomes a nevela. Now, how do we determine how much the guy who damaged, the ox who damaged has to pay, that owner has to pay? So it's based on, the amount that it was worth when it was alive versus the amount it was worth when it was dead. Okay, but what about the depreciation from the time it's dead until it's brought to the case in the Beit Din? So that depreciation, the owner of the dead ox has to pay. He loses out on that. He doesn't get that benefit. So the Gemara says, that's what he loses out on. So the Gemara says, Pchad Nevela. If you're talking about the depreciation of the Nevela, Tanina, we already taught this in the Mishnah. I believe this is one of the first Mishnah, or maybe the first Mishnah in Bava Kama. It says, Tashlumei Nezek, the payment of the Nezek, the damage, Melamed, right, that's a payment of damage, Melamed Sha Be'ali Metaplin Be'Nevela. It says, it teaches us that the owner has to deal with the Nevela, meaning he has to take the loss of the depreciation until it gets to the Beit Din. So we already learned this. So the Gemara says, Chada Betam, Chada Be'Mu'ad. We're teaching two different cases. One is talking about a calm animal, and one is talking about a mu'ad animal, a dangerous animal. And we need both cases. Diash Minan Tam, if we would have only taught the dangerous animal, Mishum Da'akati Lo Yad, because it still did not become a Shor HaMu'ad, a dangerous animal. It's relaxed. Aval Mu'ad, but a dangerous animal, the Yad, that he became dangerous, Ema Lo, I would have thought that no, it would not be the same case. And if we would have only said this about a dangerous animal, because he's paying a full nezek shalem, right? He's paying the full damage when he's a dangerous animal. So that's why maybe he would not have to, he would not have to worry about this extra payment about tam. But let's say if it was a calm animal, if it wasn't a dangerous animal, ema lo, I would say that maybe we wouldn't apply this leniency for the tam animal, because the tam animal pays only the half of damage. So as Gemara says, tzricha, that's why we need it in both cases, that this leniency would apply to both cases. Okay? Okay, very good. Let's continue. Tashema, we have a baraita. Ma bin tam lemuad. What's the difference between a regular animal, a calm animal, and a dangerous animal? So the Gemara says, Sha'atam mishalem chatzi nezek migufo. The dangerous animal pays half the damage from the body. Ve muad, and the relaxed animal pays half the damage from the body. Umuad, and the dangerous animal, mishalem nezek shalem min aliyah, would pay a full the full damage from his choicest animals, from his choicest properties. So the Gemara says, but over here, what do you see? Velo ketane, didn't teach sha'atam eno mishalem al piatmo, that the relaxed animal doesn't pay based on, the owner does not pay based on his own testimony. Umuad, and the dangerous animal, mishalem al piatmo, does pay on his own testimony. So what can you prove from here? We tried to say that the half damage that is caused by a regular relaxed animal is a knas, right? We said that's a fine. So if it's a fine, then you can say that the tam, the relaxed animal, does not pay based on his own testimony. Because we know a tam animal, a no mishalem al piatzmo, a fine, you cannot testify based on your own testimony and pay a fine. So therefore, if it was really half damage was a fine, then you can't testify, and it should state that over here in the Braita. It doesn't state that. So this sounds like a proof against that. The Gemara says, no, Tana Bashir, it just left that out. That was one thing that really left out, but that's also a difference between a tam and a mu'ad animal. So the Gemara says, my shir, the high shir. What, when you leave something out, it has to leave out multiple things for that to work. So what else did this Braita leave out? So the Gemara says, shir chatzi koifer. We left out a chatzi koifer, right? A half of a kofer that would be paid. Right, and let's say a case of a tam, that a tam, a regular animal, kills a person, the owner does not even have to pay the half kofar, because whereas in the case of the mu'ad animal, he would have to pay the full kofar of the animal, the full payment of the animal. So the Gemara says over here also, it didn't state that difference between the tam and the mu'ad. So it sounds like there's a few things that left out. So the Gemara says, no, im ishum chatzi kofar, if you're talking about the case of a half kofar, the half payment that needs to be paid, that the tam animal, if he killed, would not, the owner would not pay. So the Gemara says, lav shiurahu, they didn't leave that out. So the Gemara says, why? Who's the author here? Rabbi Yosei HaGilili. It must be following the opinion of this Mishnah, must be Rabbi Yosei HaGilili, the Amar Tam Meshalem Chatzi Kofar. He actually holds that a relaxed animal would have to pay a half the damage, the half the payment. So really, this would not be a difference between, meaning, you're trying to say the difference between the tam and the mu'ad animal is the kofar, right? Because the tam animal pays a kofar. The mu'ad animal, the dangerous animal, if he kills, the owner would have to pay a kofar. You're saying that the relaxed animal, if he kills, does not have to pay a kofar. The Gemara says, no, it's following Rabbi Yosei HaGilili, that both of them would have to pay a kofar. Okay, one pays half kofar, one pays full kofar, but still, each of them would still have to pay a kofar. Okay, let's stop there for today. Again, I'm a little bit under the weather, so we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. ברוך ה' אלוהינו מלך העולם, אמן ואמן.